Hello, everyone. This is Don Jorgler, and welcome to the Insuring Cannabis Podcast, a bi-monthly trip into the intersection of two industries that couldn't be more different. In late August, Reuters came out with a great story on how insurers may be gearing up for a potential tenfold increase in sales to the booming $17 billion a year cannabis industry as Congress potentially inches closer to legalizing marijuana at the federal level. You can read more from that story, which was posted on insurancejournal.com. With any potential boom, there's usually a corresponding bang in demand. Demand for not only more products and services to support growth, but also for more sophisticated products and services. Banking, of course, would be among the top requirements to support the cannabis industry's continued growth. And, as Reuters News Service pointed out, insurance and risk management are another big area of need. Coincidentally, or perhaps intentionally, there has lately been some new innovations, or offerings if you will, in the insuring cannabis space. Far too many to mention here. There are a lot of gaps to fill in this area, so one would expect more such announcements if in fact cannabis does become legal on a national level. Since any new products and services may be of interest to our listeners trying to keep up with all of this, I figured I'd dial up a few of the innovators behind these new offerings, and of course, give them a chance to talk them up a bit. Charles Pyfrom is Chief Marketing Officer of CanGen Insurance Services. CanGen, in late August, launched a new division called CanGen Pro, which is designed to fill an industry need for management and professional liability insurance. Under the division, CanGen is now offering directors and officer liability and employment practices liability with limits of up to $5 million on a combined or single exposure line basis. Pyfrom, of course, had no problem telling me about CanGen Pro.
Our newest division, specifically focused on the needs of buyers in the cannabis, CBD, and hemp industry on the professional liability, management liability side of the house. And we're rolling out our D&O, directors and officers, and EPL, employment practices liability policy, last week to make sure that our best-in-breed solutions are expanded to this much-needed cover offering in the general insurance commodities.
It's been well reported that there's a dearth of D&O for cannabis operators. So the response to CanGen's new product has been pretty good. By Pyfrom's estimate, they received more than 100 submissions in the week following the CanGen Pro launch announcement.
Unfortunately, a lot of industry coverage providers that are putting out policies are on one end of the spectrum in that they either don't cover the needs of today's buyer, but they have to satisfy a box of check to bring on great people to their board, or it's on the high end of being overly expensive, crazy high self-insured retentions and attachment points that make it economically challenging for an insured to say, that's my carrier, that's aligned with our interests. And what's really great about our product offering is that it has been ground up, written from a blank Word document starting at ground zero to be focused for the cannabis, CBD, and hemp industry and really bring that combination of both great coverage, great value, but also appropriate pricing to where the buyers who have elected not to raise capital because they can't get D&O insurance that actually covers their needs will look to this as a great solution to fit their portfolio of products and really get that next level talent that the D&O policy will cover the needs of the day's buyers.
I asked Pyfrom to tell me what all went into putting together this new division.
We've been working on this product for more than 6 months with another proprietary custom trading partner for CanGen as the rest of our products. It's exclusive, it's unique, it's custom tailored to this industry. So a buyer can rest assured when they're buying a policy through CanGen, it's meant to cover the nature of their business day in, day out, no questions asked. We were lucky enough to hire away from a large insurance company a very talented senior management liability underwriter with more than a decade of experience in specialized placements to run this division for us. And I'm happy to report that after all these months of hard work and working with our carriers, our reinsurance trading partners, and our underwriting team, we got lots of resources dedicated to make sure that our value proposition of top-notch service and great response time and coverage and product offering will remain at that same level with our new CanGen Pro division.
QuadScore has been around as a cannabis insurance company for a little bit under 3 years. In that time, they carved out a specialty in creating comprehensive insurance solutions for multi-state operators. In June, they branched out a bit, launching QuadScore Risk Services. I asked Matt Johnson, the vice president of QuadScore, to tell me why they made this move.
You know, many of these large multi-state operators have in-house risk managers who can often find themselves stretched very thin when trying to manage a schedule of over 100 locations and total insurable values in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The exposures out there are tremendous, and the larger operators are going to need more resources than one person can provide to keep their business safe. So for QuadScore Risk Services, we take a look at each operator. We examine the schedule of properties and any casualty exposure, et cetera, that they're going to have from an underwriting perspective as well as a risk management perspective, and come up with a proposal on a kind of battery of methods that they can take to improve their organization's risk profile.
To grow the new division, they've partnered with a number of third-party service providers to help improve risk services offerings in areas such as commercial auto, a particularly difficult line in cannabis. One of the first new partners they brought on was Azuga, a telematics provider.
When we launched our commercial automotive insurance product, we knew that we weren't going to do it without dash cams, just because of how nasty commercial automotive insurance in the United States has been over the last decade. So with Azuga's proprietary technology, we now have artificial intelligence-enabled dash cameras in every vehicle that we insure, helping keep our drivers safe with real-time monitoring of driving habits, obviously errant drivers on the road doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and have been fortunate to be able to use that dash camera footage to help us expedite the claims handling process and prove that our drivers are innocent when the accident is someone else's fault.
Another partner they brought on was 3SI Security, a global cash security technology firm long known for a number of innovations.
3SI can put GPS-enabled tracking devices in virtually any cannabis product or cash register, vault, etc., to help insureds be aware of any instances where their product or their cash is in a place that it should not be. On top of just tracking the cash and cannabis cargo, 3SI is able to leverage their existing relationships with over 10,000 law enforcement offices around the country, provide real-time information to the officers on duty to help them apprehend the would-be thieves. Currently, I believe they boast a 100% apprehension rate in the cannabis industry, and have been instrumental in helping dispensaries who are obviously theft targets protect their bottom line.
The point is that firms like QuadScore see a heightened need to have a risk management focus on the cannabis industry, so much so that they are putting a significant chunk of their time and resources into being able to offer these services to clients.
Don, we think that the risk management focus on the cannabis industry is more important now than ever, as cannabis really enters the mainstream in the United States. They need to play by the same rules as pharmaceutical companies and manufacturers, large agricultural companies as well. Any of those enterprises, you're going to see take a very proactive stance towards risk management to try to keep their operations safe, and we think cannabis absolutely falls in the same vein. However, we understand these organizations have plenty of challenges dealing with taxes, regulations around cash, obviously dealing with many of the concerns we laid out previously with wildfire and theft and the various dangers that their businesses just inherently face. So we decided to step up and become a platform to help cannabis businesses protect their bottom line without having to engage additional internal resources to achieve that goal.
When you get on the subject of risk management in cannabis, Rocco Petrelli is a guy who's going to have a few words. Petrelli used to be on the risk management front lines of the auto industry. And nowadays, he's the chairman of the National Cannabis Risk Management Association, a not-for-profit group that started out with a focus on providing education to its members.
The cannabis industry is definitely in the spot where it needs these products and services. What we continue to find concerning is that we're just not seeing the responsiveness out of the owners and the operators to take advantage of what we're bringing to the marketplace. So they're going to have to move it up on their priority list in order to be prepared for some of the eventualities that will happen in the future.
In early August, the NCRMA launched an independent risk management company through its National Cannabis Risk Prevention Services arm, with Diana Dobenspeck as vice president, who will partner with Chief Risk Management Officer Alex Herding, and Dr. Brenda Wells, dean of the NCRMA Academy. They're offering standalone services to companies outside those they previously only served through their captive.
What we finally decided is that given this potential threat to the long-term sustainability that poor risk management represents in cannabis, that it really didn't make sense for us to offer this risk management platform only to those that were interested in our insurance product. So what we did is we formed a separate standalone business that is now free to offer the same risk management prevention services to cannabis companies, whether they're interested in the captive insurance product or not.
The first step after a company signs on for the service is to conduct an assessment, which Vitarelli describes as a very detailed and thorough all levels of business risk assessment using a cannabis risk prevention platform tool.
Once we have the results of that assessment and the concise scorecard that goes with it, we can then work with the client company to define a syllabus of education and consultation that's necessary to address the more stubborn areas of risk. With that education and consultation, a subscribing company then improves on the areas that were identified by the assessment and maybe that they didn't even know existed. And then they use this continuing effort of reassessing, rescoring, and reeducating to make sure that they bring all their levels of risk mitigation up to best in class.
Well, there you have it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Insuring Cannabis Podcast. You can find other episodes from this series by visiting insurancejournal.tv. Until next time, I'm Don Drewer.